Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Real Answers with Chris Anderson. Wednesdays during the Noon Report, we tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Chris Anderson. And today, we're just having a very candid and sobering conversation about mass shootings. And Chris, I know this is a very hard topic, but it's good for us to keep an open dialogue.
Yeah. It really is, Brandon, and this is one of those topics that we have addressed in the past. But today, to just look very specifically at one element that many, not all, but many of these incidents have in common, and that is the demographics of the shooters.
Yes, and Chris, it's hard not to notice so many of these shooters are young white males. So let's get right to the question. What do you believe is contributing to this?
Yeah, well, first of all, I just want to simply say that I'm not claiming to have all the answers to this, but simply sharing some thoughts that I believe are contributing to these situations as a whole, and possibly some explanations as to why this trend seems to be more with white males. Something that we started to see in popular culture, Hollywood, if you want to really say that's what I'm referring to here, is that back in the 60s and ever since, we started to see this shift in the entertainment industry where males in sitcoms and other shows and even TV dramas were made out to look very incompetent or not being true leaders of the family or being substandard. And for example, there was a popular sitcom you may remember. It was called Married with Children, where the lead role or the father in the house was not something you'd really want your children to emulate. But this trend in Hollywood is really a manifestation of, I would say, like a larger shift away from biblical values, of strong family values. And it suddenly, or maybe not so suddenly, has become a blame game where all of society's ills are being completely blamed on men, to the point now where we have this term called toxic masculinity, which we've addressed in previous editions of Real Answers. So again, that's where men that want to be protectors and providers and really be who God made them to be are now targets of persecution in society, especially Caucasian males, due to the history of what we've seen in this country with the horrible issues of slavery and racism that we've had. So I think that's a real core trend as to why I think young males, in particular white males, are being increasingly marginalized in our society.
So it sounds like what you're saying is that there's almost a society-wide identity crisis in our men.
Brandon, that's actually a really great way to encapsulate it. Today's boys are growing up in a culture that is telling them to be softer, to be very tame, to not be the thing that God may want them to be. So in a nutshell, we're seeing an increasingly blatant rejection of God and Christian values, and this is a consequence of it. Our boys and our future men are not feeling accepted for who they are, who God made them to be. And then again, the breakdown of the family and society's attempts at redefining family and gender roles is also contributing to the confusion. So we're not sure how to react, and even the church is caught in the middle of this. We're not really sure how to confront this trend in our society.
Even though you said you don't believe you have the answers for this, what can families do that want to make sure their young men are able to maintain or build a positive image?
It's important for families to embrace the God-given differences between men and women and not automatically slap a negative label on that as society wants us to do. We have differences. God created us as man and as woman, and we need to look at that as a very good thing, and both being made in the image of God. So being in a solid Christian fellowship, a Bible-believing church, will help to bring balance to that. For families that may not have a father in the home, our churches can help fill the gap by recognizing this, and for strong men leaders in the church to stand up and maybe stand in the gap for families that don't have fathers in the house. And there are some ministries dedicated to the raising of men to be healthy, godly leaders. So parents also need to take a very direct role in helping their preteen children, you know, the 10, 11, and 12-year-olds, once they start having to deal with some of these issues, to understand that what they're going to face in school, and especially in college settings, okay? This is really a problem in college. And obviously, Brandon, I think we'll have more on those topics in other segments of Real Answers.
You've been listening to another edition of Real Answers with Chris Anderson. It airs Wednesdays during the Noon Report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with Christian counselor Chris Anderson.